Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Lauren Gamble. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
Now, this one more about tree planting, and as everybody knows, trees need to be planted, and I'm going to let you go ahead and get started.
Yes, I feel like May has always been the real start of spring to me. I want to say it's March, but I love March and April, but I feel like May has always been the start of spring. I always think about trees in May, even though some people think that's a little too late. But for me, growing up, every Mother's Day, we would get home from church, we'd eat breakfast, and then spend the whole day doing the gardening. And that was just one of my favorite days with my mom. And I know to some people, spring is almost over as we move towards Memorial Day weekend and school is going to be out of session and there's some unbearably hot summer afternoons. But May is still a great spring month to take care of some gardening and landscape needs before those hot days arrive. And like we said, one of those biggest tasks you find yourself doing is planting new trees. And mid-May, again, I said, it's getting close to the hot summer. You should still have time to get your trees in the ground before it is too hot. And of course, I'm going to throw in that classic gardening, it depends, because all things are weather permitting. Of course, we have that every week. We have to deal with it. But whether you've planted them already or need to get them in the ground at the last minute, I just wanted to share Kansas State Horticulture's 10 Commandments of Tree Planting. So the very first rule is selecting the right tree for the right place. And we talk about this with all plants, whether it's flowers, vegetables, or trees. Of course, this has many meanings. Starting broadly, it means selecting a good tree for eastern Kansas. K-State publishes an incredible guide on trees for northeast Kansas that you can get from the Extension office if you need some tree ideas. But the right tree in the right place also means that the soil is healthy where you plant it, it receives the right amount of light, and it fits the purpose in your landscape. So think about those before you even select your tree. The second rule is about prepping the tree for planting. You can do that by keeping the tree in its container or wrap in a shady location and making sure that it's well watered before you put it in the ground. Also, when you're moving the tree, don't just grab the trunk and fly it around. I know it's easy, and if you have kids doing it, it's kind of fun, but try to lift from the root ball or container to ensure those roots are healthy as possible before it goes into the ground. Rule number three also pertains to planting preparation. So before the tree goes into the ground, remove all the wires, cords, tags, and labels. If it isn't a part of the tree, it should not be attached to the tree once it goes into the soil. I was just chatting with one of my master gardeners last week, actually, and he was talking about how someone came in and planted a tree, and there was still wire and burlap, and 1 year later, the tree is having a lot of problems. So definitely get all that stuff out and before you get it into the hole. If there is burlap or a container, you can leave it until you're ready to put it directly into the ground and fill the hole, but just get all the non-tree stuff out of there. Rule number four is definitely the most important, digging the right hole. And this one I think a lot of us don't really understand until you look into it more. But when you're digging the hole, you want to dig it deep enough so the tree is going to sit right above ground level. You don't want it to be perfectly flat, and you definitely don't want it to be below the ground, so have it slightly raised. The width of the hole should actually be about three times as wide as the root ball. I think some people, when they're planting a tree, it looks kind of weird and funky when you have this massive hole in this small tree. But our tree roots don't grow straight down like they did in the pictures we drew as kids. They're going to grow very horizontally. So if you have enough soil broken up 3 feet, three times the width of your tree, it's going to help those roots expand quickly and get more settled in the soil. You're going to have a lot better success down the line. Next up, if you did leave it in the container or burlap, it's time to get it completely off and put it in the hole. Again, if it's not part of the tree, get it out of the ground. Rule number six is backfilling the hole with the same soil that was previously there. That's really important. You don't want to be adding anything different. Just use the soil that you moved. You also don't have to buy anything new, which is really nice. Be sure to loosen the soil. Don't just, you know, again, if you're with your kids and there's big clumps of clay soil, they want to just chuck them back in. Try to make it as loose as possible. Again, that encourages that quick root growth horizontally. At this point, your tree should be free from all containers, burlap, wires, labels. It should be sitting slightly above ground with nice loosened soil holding it in place. And then you can move on to rule number seven, which is not to cut back any branches right after planting. Sometimes you're going to get a tree where there's some branches that are rubbing and some that were already damaged. It's totally okay to prune those out if they're going to cause problems, but really you want your tree to settle into the ground, let those roots set, and let it start growing a little bit more before you start pruning. It might have poor recovery if you prune too early. Rule number eight, again, one of the most important, and that's to water deep. Each tree has three needs. The weather will impact your watering practice. So it's still good to thoroughly water once a week, at least for the first season. 2 summers ago, I was actually an intern up in Johnson County Parks, and every single week, I spent at least one day just holding a hose, walking around to like 40 freshly planted trees and watering for like 5 minutes on each tree. And it's a very tedious task if you're putting more than one tree, but it's definitely worth it, and it's going to encourage those roots to spread and ensure they're healthy throughout the entire first season. If you just lightly water every single day, those roots aren't gonna have to work hard to get to the water that's a little deeper. So water deep at least once a week for the first season, and you can kind of spread it out from there. And then rule number 9 is to add mulch. A good organic mulch will help retain the water, cool the soil, add nutrients, and also add organic matter. It's also going to keep other plants like your grass that wants to creep up to the tree and kind of cause problems for the landscape from doing that. The Utah State Forest Service encourages us to use organic mulching by asking you what you see when you're walking through the forest. There's not rocks or grass up against every tree, but it's usually organic matter like sticks, leaves, dead plants, and other debris. So why would we want to put a tree in our landscape and cover it up with things that are unnatural like those rocks and letting our grass grow up to it? So use organic matter, use organic mulch. It's going to help mimic its natural habitat, and it's going to lead to a healthier and happier tree. And we finally made it. Rule number 10 is about staking, and we really encourage you to only stake when you absolutely have to. Giving the tree a little crutch is really helpful sometimes. And I know with some of the wind we've had, it's really helpful to have those trees staked up. They're going to last a little longer. You don't go through all these 10 steps just to have them blow away in the wind. But it's also important to force the tree to gain stability and hold up on its own. So if you do stake it, please make sure you remove all those stakes in the fall to give your tree a break, to make it forced into stability and forced to kind of do its own thing. If you cannot get rid of the stakes and it's having a hard time, just loosen the stakes in the fall so it has a little bit less of a crutch, and you can leave those staked for one more season. I know that is so much tree planting information, and it's a lot all at one time, but I do assure you that if you follow these 10 rules, you'll have probably a better chance at seeing your trees thrive long term. We're going to have decreased young tree mortality, and hopefully you'll have a greater satisfaction in your landscaping skills.